the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
You had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very
horrible.
I'm not finished.
Horrible.
And nobody wants to say that.
Hello, I'm Phil Gray. It's time for another episode of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast produced here at Free FM Hamilton, New Zealand. Before we get into this week's show, I'd like to say welcome to our latest affiliate radio station, CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada. Welcome on board with Retrospect. And if you have a local campus or community radio station, perhaps, that you think may be interested in airing Retrospect, they only have to get in touch. I am more than happy to gift the show to any further affiliate stations who'd like a bit of 60s garage punk in their lineup. I can be contacted via facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Retrospect episode 338, and we got it underway with an Australian group known as the Playboys, formed 1963 in Melbourne, Victoria, also went under the names Normie Rowe and the Playboys, the Australian Playboys, and then from 1967 to 1969 known as Procession. So the Australian Playboys, Black Sheep R.I.P. If you like a bit of Australian 60s garage, you won't want to miss next week's episode number 339.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. This band's out of Minnesota, an ultra-rare 45 released in 1967 on Zig Zag Records. The band is called Karma Del Sutra. This is She Taught Me Love. We'll be right back.
to see. And I'm not turning back. Thanks to this woman, you know I adore. Got me something I didn't have before. She taught me love, and it's all right. She taught me love right into the night. Like a gypsy woman dancing on the sand. My mind is raised by the touch of your hand. My world of fantasy, that's where I am. She taught me love, and it's all.
There's nothing wrong with the generation gap that couldn't be cured by an old-fashioned razor strap.
I'm looking for I'm looking in the universe. I'm looking in the universe, baby, to get a thing. I do believe I'm gonna to succeed someday. I think I'm looking for.
That is three obscure 60s garage punk tracks. Karma Del Sutra, top of the set with She Taught Me Love. Then out of Austin, Texas, formed 66 together through to 1969, we took a B-side from a 45 released in September 1967 on Dixie Tone Records. The band is called The Merlin Tree. Merlin, M-E-R-L-Y-N-N. The Merlin Tree. How to Win Friends. And then finally, a little preview of our Global Garage set coming up later in the show. The band actually out of Greece. They are called The Rabbits, although often referred to as The Rhodes Rabbits or The Five Rabbits of Rhodes. 1966-45 released on Pan Vox Records. These guys were high school students all aged 15 to 18, self-taught, little musical knowledge, but inspired by Elvis and the Beatles and the Stones and the Animals. So The Rabbits, track called I'm Looking in the Universe, that is the B-side of their 1966-45 on Pan Vox Records.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Yeah!
Here's a track lifted from Volume 2 of the Teenage Shutdown series titled You Treated Me Bad. The band out of Arizona, 1966 release from The Possums. This is called She's Loving Me.
She loves me, loves me, and I'm in love with her.
time will weigh heavy upon you, and the hands of the clock will seem to stand still. Even heavier on your heart will be the memory of seeing children lying dead in the streets. Who are these children? They are Christian boys and girls who refused to give up their faith in Christ. Had they yielded to the demands to become atheistic communists, they could have lived. Yet because they chose to remain steadfast to Jesus Christ, they had to be annihilated to keep them from contaminating the minds of other boys and girls. Perhaps you're saying, I would not permit this kind of thing to happen. How could you stop it from happening? If you try to interfere, they'll shoot you down like clay pigeons.
Yeah.
Yours Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. A reminder again that the podcast back episodes are available. Apple Podcasts is a great place to go, or TuneIn.com. Castbox, particularly useful site where you can subscribe and directly share episodes. But you'll find Retrospect on all good podcasting platforms. I had the Possums at the top of that set. She's Loving Me. Then Joey G and the Come-Ons. Formed 1965 in Milwaukee. Fronted by a guy called Joe Giannunzio, or Joey G. The track called She's Mean, 1965. Interesting that the backing music very closely approximates another great single from 1965, Bob Dylan's From a Buick 6. And wrapping the set, The Litter, American psychedelic garage band formed 1966 in Minneapolis. Best known for Action Woman from 1967, we had, of course, their cover of Hey Joe. A track never released during their career, eventually emerged, I believe, first emerged in 2009 on a compilation or a greatest hits called The Litter, Action Woman, 60s Garage Nuggets, released on Cleopatra Records.
I don't like volume for its own sake, or the way the words are often drowned out by drums and amplifiers.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, I always get a fantastic response when I include New Zealand 60s garage. And I've been remiss in ignoring our local scene for a little while, so I'm going to put that right now. A set of four local 60s garage tracks, getting it underway with the late legendary Ray Columbus fronting the Art Collection, my personal favourite Ray Columbus track, actually recorded in Los Angeles when he headed over there around 1967, hooked up with a bunch of guys who renamed themselves the Art Collection. Love this track. Ray Columbus and the Art Collection with Kick Me. Psychedelia.
Couldn't help sitting up so high, it's got a bloody nose. Hi, this is Larry Morris from Larry's Rebels. I'm with Phil Gray on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Free FM. Larry's Rebels had lots of hits in the 60s, starting off with This Empty Place and then I Feel Good, Painter Man, Do What You Gotta Do, Let's Think of Something, and of course the great, great song, I just forgot it, never mind, let's go again. Phil's going to play you one of our hits from the 60s.
These are great people.
Stop it!
And that is our set of New Zealand 60s Garage. Ray Columbus and the Art Collection, Kick Me, top of the set. Then the La-Di-Das, formed in 1963. Quite a lot of success in this part of the world through to their split in 1975. May 1966 release, How Is the Air Up There? Peaked at number 4 on the New Zealand charts, and that one appears on Nuggets 2, Original Artifacts from the British Empire and Beyond, and also in the truly wonderful New Zealand garage rock comps called Wild Kiwi Garage. If you want to look for that one online, Wild, W-Y-L-D, Wild Kiwi Garage, 1966 to 1969. The La-Di-Das with How Is the Air Up There? Then we had Larry's Rebels, introduced by Mr. Larry Morris himself, formed in Ponsonby, Auckland, New Zealand, 1964. Larry's Rebels with their cover of Painter Man. And then finally, a band who started off as the Seekers, S-E-A-K-E-R-S. 1965, they changed their name to avoid clash with the Australian kind of folk group, the Seekers. They became the Raiders. They headed to Sydney in 1965. Didn't go well. The club they were supposed to become resident at burned to the ground. Returned to Auckland, then moved right here to Hamilton in 1966 to play at the Three Musicians Club on our main street. Once in Hamilton, they got a new bass player, Mr. Kevin McNeil, local man, out of a band called The Mods. They released two singles, including the track we had, very much a Who-influenced track called Working Man, The Raiders. Yeah.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
It's mellow. It's raucous. It's tender. It's raw.
Well, let's look at some global garage. Picture and information of this next band up on our Facebook page. facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Go there, give us a like. Track listings, information about artists played in each episode, put up there every week. So this band formed in the Colegio America del Callao, 1967. They recorded several 45s for a label called Apollo, also one LP. They are called Los Dacios. Out of Peru, this track, Sabes.
Pero no meeting.
Different groups, United States, Canada, Mexico, not happy about that.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Mi padre dice que tengo que trabajar. Mi madre dice que tengo que estudiar. Dice que vaya a descansar. Mi hermana dice que yo podría triunfar. Pero yo pienso que si les hago a todos caso, en menos de una semana loco estaré. Mi novia quiere que yo la lleve a pasear. Dice que yo la lleve a bailar. Su padre dice que no la vuelva a llamar. Y su hermano dice que ni la vuelva a mirar. Pero yo pienso que si les hago a todos caso, en menos de una semana loco estaré. Una semana loco estaré, loco estaré.
loco estaré.
Well, three slices of global garage. Starting off with Los Darcios out of Peru with Sabes. Then another one from Erkin Kore. We had him a few episodes ago. Turkish singer-songwriter, one of the pioneers of Anatolian rock. Widely acclaimed as being the first person to ever play rock and roll in Turkey. Erkin Kore with Çiçek Dağı, 1968. Actually, instrumental track out of Turkey. And thirdly, Los Profetas out of Mexico. A track released in April 1967 off a full album, self-titled Los Profetas, on Pickwick 33 Records. So Los Profetas, Loco Estare, wrapping that global garage set.
Check out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
I'm going to squeeze in one more global garage track on Vedette Records, Italy, 1967. The band translates to the puppies of all things in Italian, I Cucciola. This is Tu Non Sai, their Italian cover of The Who's The Kids Are All Right.
Tu non sai capire quel che dico a te. Non vuoi guardare quel che dentro in te. Perché tu non lo sai, sei diversa e non vuoi ascoltarmi così. Sempre tu resterai, sempre tu resterai. Vorrei sapere cosa pensi tu. Ormai scordarti io non posso più. Perché tu non lo sai che il mio amore vibra nel mio cuore per te. Finché tu lo vorrai, finché tu lo vorrai.
Tutti i giorni penso a quel che eri un dì. Ora sei cambiata e non mi parli mai.
Non sai capire quel che dico a te. Non vuoi guardare quel che dentro in te. Perché tu non lo sai, sei diversa e non vuoi ascoltarmi così. Sempre tu resterai, sempre tu resterai. Pensi tu, ormai scordarti io non posso più, perché tu non lo sai che il mio amore vibra nel mio cuore per te. Finché tu lo vorrai, finché tu lo vorrai, finché tu lo vorrai.
And that is Italian band I Cucciola. You can see the album up on our Facebook page. Tu Non Sai, cover of The Who's The Kids Are All Right, wrapping our global garage set. But I will leave you with some global instrumental music to see out the show. From Serenio Cruz and his orchestra from Mexico, La Coqueta, or as we know it, Day Tripper. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast.
Thank you.
Us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.